Afternoon. Let me read these scriptures again from John 16. This is beginning in verse 14. He will glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he, the Holy Spirit, will take what's mine and disclose it to you. A little while, and you will no longer behold me. And again in a little while, and you will see me. Some of his disciples therefore said to one another, what is this thing he keeps telling us? A little while and you will no longer behold me. And again in a little while you will see me because I go to the Father. As they were speaking this, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep as a result of my death for a moment. But the world will rejoice. But then you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy because of his resurrection. Whenever a woman is in travail, she has sorrow because an hour has come. Her hour has come, but when she gives birth to the child, she remembers the anguish no more for joy that a child has been born into the world. Therefore, you too now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one will take that joy away from you. We've referenced this before, and the joy he's talking about when the Spirit of Truth comes, when the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. That even though they wouldn't behold him as they had, they would see him, but he would see him in them by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, though this may be sorrowful for a moment, in the end, it's to your advantage. It'll turn out to great joy. And the joy that you'll have because of my indwelling life, my union with you, that joy no one can take away from you. So Jesus is speaking them some more things. And he finally says in verse 28, I came forth from the Father, and have come and have understood what he was saying. You're not using a figure of speech. But now we know that you know all things. Not that we think, but we know that you know all things and have no need for anyone to question you. By this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming and already has come for you to be scattered, each to his own home and to leave me alone, yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I've overcome the world. And again, some weeks ago we talked about some of this, but it's just been one of those words that's been stirring in me because it's just so relevant and so real to me, so practical. So again, there's this word that Jesus said that though you're about to experience some sorrow, because when I come to live in you by the Spirit, and the Spirit leads you into all truth, which is Jesus, he says, you're going to have God take that joy away from you. So to teach him some things, they finally say, now you're speaking plainly. An hour is coming, talking about the cross, which is about to come really soon, when you'll be scattered. He's like going, will you still believe then? For I have already overcome the world. You're going to have tribulation, but I've overcome the world. Now, here's the point, is that the one who lives in you has joined himself to you to take over your story. He didn't come to be just your companion or your friend or to forgive you of your sins or to guarantee you a place in heaven one day. He came to live in you, to be your life, to live his life through your life and your life story. It's now become his. He won't live your story through you. It has to become his story. He won't do your will through you. He'll do his will through you. So once you surrender your story to his and it becomes one, live from in terms of believing is that the one who lives in us, who's taking over our story, we know that he knows all things. And there's no need to ask him any questions or to question him. There's a lot of things that you and I face that we don't know what it's all going to look like. That's true for all of us. When you look into the future or you look over the next month or next week or whatever, every one of you are in situations that you don't know what it's going to look like, how it's going to turn out. But what you can know is the one who's now taking charge of your story and who lives his life through you knows all things. Therefore, there's no need to question him if there are little weird twists and turns. Sometimes God gets the bends, like things have been this way and then been that way and then been this way and then been that way before. But that's part of his purpose. And you and I can believe, we can rest in the fact that the one who's taken over my story knows all things. And there's no need to question him because he knows exactly what he's doing. And what he does now with my story is much better than anything I could ever do with my story. And whenever I take my story into my own hands, it doesn't turn out well at all. And then Jesus said, here's the thing. Pretty soon, you believe now, things are going to get much worse. In this world, you have tribulation. But he said, but be of good cheer. I want you to experience my peace because I've overcome the world. So here's what Jesus is saying to them. So you believe because you know I know all things, so you know, don't need to question me. But what's it going to be like when things really get hard? Because in this world, you have tribulation. What's going to be like when the things really get sideways? Do you believe then that I know all things? Do you believe then that I've already faced what you're facing and all the unknown, and I've already overcome it? You just have to walk that out and watch me manifest that. See, he said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Everything that you're facing or about to face, he's already faced and has overcome. And he knows all the things involved in it. He knows the end from the beginning. Like, from the very beginning, he knew everything all the way to the end in your situation and circumstance, the one who's taken over your story. And so no one can take your joy away from you in light of that unless you just throw it away, unless you just choose not to believe. Jesus has already overcome the thing that you're not sure how it's going to work out because he knows all things. He's already overcome it. So you can just take one step at a time believing in him and knowing the joy of someone who has overcome already, who is infinitely good and infinitely capable of bringing to pass his purposes in your life one step at a time. You can rejoice in that. That kind of joy is not circumstantial. I have all kinds of things the next few months. I don't have a clue what it's going to look like. And I can fret over that and try to project what's going to happen or not happen and get anxious about it. Or I can believe that the one in the end, the one who lives in me and taking over my story, everything I'm about to face, whatever overcoming looks like, he's going to do it because he's already done it. He's going to manifest that. And he knows all the details, all the people involved, all their thoughts, everything else. And so I don't have any need in any step of the way, no matter what happens, to question anything. I can just abide. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.